You're listening to Fistful of Sensu Beans, podcast number 10. How's that bad? It's not bad.
Keep going.
All right, today I'm your host, Nixon, and together with Super Big Peter.
Yeah.
Taylor Martin.
Hello.
And Katie.
Hello.
We will be talking today about Dragon Ball, the series episodes, I think 36 through 40?
No, 37 through 40.
37 through 40.
All right. That was good, Nixon. Except you sound like Mr. Freeze from Batman animated series.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah. Katie, you were down on the last four last week. What'd you think of these?
They were better than last week's. They weren't my favorite. I liked the second two better than the first two, but they were okay.
Peter, what'd you think?
I like last week's better, I think.
Oh my god.
These weren't bad.
Nixon?
Last week's were terrible. This week's were better. Still not right. We're still not on the same level as the ones prior to last week.
I like these four a lot. So, we're all over the place. Peter didn't seem like he liked them very much.
He liked the worst episodes.
I liked them. There was a lot of comedy.
There's more comedy in these than there were in the stupid robot fight that lasted 30 minutes.
Well, this is lowbrow. I was like the highbrow comedy.
What are you talking about?
Anybody knows anything about me and Peter, Nixon, is that we only laugh at highbrow comedy.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense. What he just said doesn't work.
Yeah, those guys talking about that red ribbon coming out of his paycheck. We didn't get any of that.
We like good comedy, Nixon, like Deuce Bigelow, Male
Jigsaw. Yeah, I don't think I would be touting that.
It's highbrow. You like that slapstick comedy.
No. Yeah. No, I don't.
So, episode number 37 was titled Ninja Murasaki is Coming. Japanese air date in November 5th, 1986.
There's that lowbrow comedy right there.
I said September, February 21st, 2002. We opens up with General White Nixon.
Yep.
He's sending Murasaki to go meet Goku on the, what was it, the 4th or the 5th?
I think it's the 4th.
4th floor.
Yep.
And we see a bunch of ninjas running that are, like, describing Murasaki. Peter, they say his nickname is the Messenger of Death.
Yeah. That's a pretty sweet cool nickname.
Yeah. And if you see him, Nixon, then yep. You're already dead.
So then I don't know how anybody talks about him.
Well, yeah. Where were those ninjas from? Were they part of the Red Ribbon Army? Because we never see him again.
I don't know. It's probably
so,
talking about Ninja Scroll or whatever. It probably came out around the same time.
So we see Suno praying for Goku to come back unharmed, Nixon.
Yeah, I just
who is the Dragon Ball God?
I don't know. She needs to stop.
Well, we do know. Well, she needs to stop? Okay.
She needs to stop. I'm not gonna spoil anything, but I'm tired of it. Every time we cut back to her, she's like daydreaming about Goku. I'm tired of it. It's like, oh, I miss Goku. Goku's a key. It's like,
turn the carpet?
She's like, terrible. I hate it. Every, 2 seconds, she's just like, I really love Goku. Well, it's like a waste of
time. I bet you Katie feels the exact opposite.
No, I do think it's stupid. I think it's, I mean, it's stupid that she doesn't know anything about him. She spoke to him for 30 seconds. I mean, granted, I guess you could say
he's the only boy in the village.
It's still, like, she just seems so unnecessary as a character.
It's so they can cut away and then cut back.
That's the kind of big dick energy Goku has.
Yep. Everybody wants a piece of that power pole, Katie.
Ew.
They want some tail.
So Goku makes it to the 4th floor, and it's pitch dark, Peter. And then all of a sudden, some, like, mystery projectiles almost hit Goku, but he dodges them. And then he runs into a rock of all things, Nixon, in this dark room. And then he can, like, kind of make out that there's trees and shit in here.
Yep.
So then all of a sudden some lights come on and it's just like a regular fucking forest in this floor. There's a pond and everything.
Yeah. So
do you think they were stationed here forever?
Yeah, I do.
So it was just like they were just lucky that they had like a tower where a Dragon Ball was?
I feel like they already had like bases around like the area, like in the different points of, around like the Earth. So this is like in Canada, isn't it?
I think this is more like in like just like Alaska.
I don't know. There was like a map like last week that had them in like Canada, I think.
I thought they talked about that they constructed the Strongman Tower or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, but it wouldn't make sense to like build all that. It would take forever to build all that stuff just for one Dragon Ball. That's why I asked that.
But yeah.
It's probably already there.
So there's a whole like forest on this floor. And
with like a waterfall and a stream. A
pond. Yeah. And Goku manages to dodge like a secret katana strike from Murasaki. But then like he's just trying to attack and then he retreats and doing like your flash steps, Peter. He's just ninja jumping around. And Goku like observes his quick movements for a while. And then Nixon, he manages to hit that motherfucker with a rock.
Yep.
Hey, Katie, what falls out of Murasaki's tire when he gets hit with the rock?
Wasn't it something? It was like a photo. It was like a pornographic image or something.
It was two women in bikinis. And it falls on the ground. And Goku finds it. And he like picks it up. And General White, it cuts to General White. And he goes, "Is that what you call showing my sisters the sights?" So that apparently is General White's sisters, Katie. And, Murasaki, like, shows up, and he's, like, super embarrassed, and he's like, "What are you trying to ruin my reputation?" He's, like, talking to Goku.
It's kind of weird, especially with what we know later on.
Yeah, and Goku gives the photo back, and Murasaki's like, "Thanks," and then he, like, immediately throws a smoke bomb and disappears again. And he's, like, he's just jumping around, and he's, like, hyping up his stealth skill. He's saying a lot of bullshit, and, Peter, what happens here? Where does Goku find Murasaki?
Well, he's like up against a tree.
Yeah.
And he's holding up, supposed to be camouflage, but yeah. It's the American flag.
Yeah.
And it was either on accident that he didn't get two-sided or he should have got it two-sided because he's not holding the tree side out. So he's pretty easy to find.
Why does he have this?
I wanted to watch the Japanese one to see if it was the Japan's flag.
It said his like mom or something got it like
yeah
he sewn said, it on
I told,
wrong.
He's like, "I should have told mom to sew both sides of the camouflage." Katie, this wasn't very good camouflage.
It was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. So we see that this guy's kind of just a fucking goof, Nixon.
Yeah. This might be a spoiler, but this is how I imagine Peter would be if he was a ninja. Like he sent this guy comes off like he's sent away for some kit, and he's just doing all the like he got one of those magic kits in the mail that tells him like these little like parlor tricks, and that's exactly what this guy's doing.
So Murasaki basically convinces Goku to play hide and seek here. KD, Goku can't count past 25.
I thought he couldn't count past, like, 10 before.
Well, remember, he got Master Roshi taught him math.
Oh, yeah, I guess I do remember that.
Yeah.
That was a bit of contention last week.
Yeah. So, Goku forgets what's after 25, and he turns around to ask Murasaki, and Peter, it's just, like, scary movie. He sees him, like, trying to get underneath this hollow rock.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Hey, don't turn around," and then he orders Goku to go back to counting, and Goku, like, he figures it out, Katie. He finally figures out that 26 is after 25. And he finishes counting, and he goes to look for Murasaki. And Katie, he checks the restroom, and he's, like, holding his nose, so it must just permanently smell like shit in there. he finds a stash of porno mags, just, like, under Nixon's bed.
Don't think so.
What was it? Was it under the floorboards? It was just under a rug.
It was under his tatami mats.
Yeah, like it was a huge amount of porno.
They don't have internet back then.
That's still a lot of porno. Hey,
that's more than Master Roshi has.
Well, there's a reason why, but that's a spoiler, so let's move on.
So he finds the stash of pornos, and we see that Murasaki is doing the old underwater breathing through a bamboo stem thing.
Gosh.
And he's doing it all right, Peter, but he's breathing really heavy, so you can like hear him breathing.
Yeah.
And he's doing fine until a frog lands on his face, which makes him freak out, and Goku sees the bubbles. And what does Goku do here, Peter?
The worst thing that I think Goku has ever done. He goes inside and gives like a boiling like tea thing of water, and he goes out and pours it in his like bamboo stick he's breathing out of. And it should have just killed him.
burns his mouth. He's like talking with the weird like lisp now because his mouth's all burnt. And they immediately go from this Nixon to a foot race.
Yeah. It's like this guy is just playing games. He wants to play hide and seek, and now he's like racing him around. I don't know what the point is.
So Murasaki's surprised that Goku's able to keep up. And he eventually just cheats by throwing some caltrops out, which Goku steps on, Peter, and it reminded me of Ninja Turtles. He should have said, "Oh, my toe!"
Yeah.
But he does, he like goes back to the stinky bathroom, Katie, and what's he get?
He gets those wooden platform sandals so that he can just walk over them.
Yep. And then we get to see like Murasaki struggling to beat Goku, and Goku finally passes him, and Murasaki's like, completely worn out. He's like hunched over, breathing heavy. And we see White's like getting fed up with these games, Nixon. He's not entertained.
No, he's like, oh shit, who did I hire?
He's like, this guy's a fucking idiot.
It's like, oh no, I never seen him do anything before.
And he's like, he's like over the intercom, he's like, Murasaki, he's like, kill that kid now. So Murasaki draws his blade and he's like, oblivion awaits you. And sorry. Goku's like, who's Oblivion? Is that the name of someone else on a different floor? So he thinks that's another person. And Murasaki, Peter, he jumps up to do this big diving sword move.
That he does.
And how does Goku counter this?
Well, Goku like sticks the power pole in the ground and like steps back. And Murasaki lands on the pole and it goes up his ass.
Yeah. He fucking shoved his powerful Murasaki's asshole.
God,
I don't know if it went up his butthole.
It went up his asshole. It's up his asshole, Nixon. He's walking around and it's stuck in there. He's like, he's got this look on his face like he just was raped.
Yeah, but it's kind of like in the spot where the tail is supposed to be.
Goku, no, like, hey, it's in his ass.
Yeah, he's like making fun. Goku finds this fucking hilarious as he's just fucking sodomized Murasaki.
He's like jumping around like a donkey, like wide eyed and breathing. He's breathing hard. He looks like he's dying.
At one point, Katie, he hits the pole on the tree while on his ass, and that like makes him in more pain. And White's like blushing the whole time. Nixon, why would he be blushing if it wasn't in his asshole?
I don't know why you'd be blushing if it was.
What would you do if you saw a guy get sodomized with a pole?
I'd be like, he's fucking dead. That guy ain't walking away from that. That's just probably like ruptured all kinds of internal organs.
So eventually, Goku comes out and pulls his pole out of his ass. And Peter, would you smell the end of it?
No, he could have. All he had to do was say "power pole extend," and he would have killed him.
He went through his mouth. Oh my god, he like would have skewered him.
Yeah.
So yeah, Goku is a sex pest here, Katie. He just violated this man.
He also like touches people's groins all the time.
Yeah, that's true. So Murasaki is pissed that he just got his cornhole fucked with and charges Goku with his sword. And Goku like keeps asking to take a lunch break while they're fighting. And eventually, Goku just breaks Murasaki's sword, and he's like, oh, that's my favorite sword! And he's like, well, you're not gonna fight an unarmed man with a weapon, are you? So he convinces him to fight hand-to-hand, and Nixon Murasaki immediately cheats. And he throws, like, a metal
boomerang.
Like, boomerang, that's like a blade, And Katie, what happens here?
Goku dodges it at first, and he's mad because he lied about not having a weapon, and then it comes back around and smacks Goku like in the back of the neck, and he face plants into the grass.
And he's like seemingly defeated. Like, we end this episode with Goku just knocked out on the ground. And that was it for 37. What'd you think, Peter?
This one may have been one of the best one. There's a lot of shenanigans that go on in this one that make it pretty good. But the power pull up the ass takes it for sure.
Was this the first one or the second one?
First one.
First one. That's very devious.
It's like, very devious.
If a guy was like trying to like hit me with the sword strike, I would never think to like try to position a pull to go up his asshole as a defense.
He should say that when like his threats now. He's like, I've shoved this up someone's ass before, you know. You better back down.
Oh my gosh, it's bad. I don't know, he's never gonna be the same again.
Probably can't shit properly ever for the rest of his life.
Well, that's probably a good thing, because apparently his bathroom was real stinky.
Yeah.
Well, why do you think he left his wooden sandals in the toilet?
I don't know, why did he...
They were, like, in position for, like, if he was sitting on the toilet.
I don't know how Goku knew to use them.
They're high, like, platform shoes, so he wouldn't have
but
to
step like on them. But that's, like, a strategic move there by Goku to figure out, oh... There's spikes on the ground. I'll use these special sandals to like avoid the spikes. I don't feel like Goku would think of that.
We see this later. He actually starts using strategy in fights. In like two more episodes, we'll see that. Katie, what do you think of this one?
That was okay. Definitely not one of my favorites of the episodes. But, you know, I mean, it was just... I think my issue with these more recent episodes has been I really miss... like the other cast members that we have grown to love over the course of the series, and having to focus on only Goku and then a bunch of people you don't care about instead of being able to focus on Goku and other people that you care about has made them a little boring.
Don't care about Suno?
Nope. I wouldn't care if she died in the next episode.
Wow.
I mean, don't care about her. You only care about Goku right now, and it's just not very, it's not
Kay
as exciting.
Kay doesn't have a point of view character like Bulma to like rock out with.
I don't think that's the case.
Murasaki's asshole.
It was like moderately humorous, but to me it just got a little old to have the entire episode basically the same joke over and over sort of thing.
Yeah, he's an inept ninja. Get ready for episode.
Get ready for another one.
I know.
We got episode number 38 titled Five Murasakis, aired in Japan November 12th, 1986.
Show me potato salad.
Show me potato salad. American Air Date of February 22nd, 2002. When is Valentine's Day?
I think it's the
February 14th.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought it was the 22nd, but nope. We open up. Goku's still passed out on the ground, Peter. Looks like he's dead.
He's dead.
And White's like, now that's what I call results. And he's like looking at his camera, and like Murasaki's posing with the victory like symbol, and he's just saying KO, KO over and over again. And his eyes bug out whenever he sees Goku get up, and Goku's mad, Peter.
Yeah,
he's really, really mad. And he chases Murasaki around, and Murasaki manages to keep Goku at bay with some ninja stars. And he throws those as he runs to his house, and Goku actually grabs some of these ninja stars. And he, when he gets in there, Katie, we see Murasaki on the ground, and he, like, challenges Goku to try to hit him with the stars. And what's he do here?
He pulls up his tatami mats and uses them as shields.
Yep, but like only one mat per ninja
star.
Yeah,
per ninja star. He picks up a new mat with each ninja star, which doesn't end well for him when he runs out of mats and there's still a ninja star left.
Yep, he thinks Goku's out, but Goku has one more, and he throws it, and he goes for the mat, and doesn't have one, and it hits him square in the forehead.
Surprised he didn't die, considering how hard Goku hits. He would probably cut him in half with that.
Probably. And then Murasaki goes into this like thing where he's like, I knew I should have bought the full set.
Yeah,
I should have paid out the extra 25 zenny.
Like, I thought, when would I use it? But you know,
He's like, but of course, knowing me, I didn't do it. So White's like getting, General White's getting more and more pissed off that Murasaki's just being a fucking fool. And we like randomly cut to the village chief and this prison cell feeder. Mm-hmm. And he's getting some food delivered. And he's like, I don't want to eat your food. He's like, go deliver it to my fellow villagers that need it. And he's like, what's going on downstairs? And the guard tells him. And then he like actually gets to the guard's face when he like finds out that a child's getting beat up.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need to help this child somehow. But then he gets weirdly excited about some cocoa.
Yeah, that was weird.
He forgets his mission there.
It's like, oh, I'm a hog. I'm like a Jew in a concentration camp. But all, wow. But all of a sudden, they're called Jews. It's not racist. And he just like, yep. Hitler. He's like, screw it. Hot chocolate. My favorite. He's like, I would not eat until all my people are free. And just like that.
He turned around on that. So Murasaki does his classic smoke bomb to get away once again, and he uses some weird shoes, Nixon, that allow him to run on water.
Yeah, like water. What's a water moccasin? Is that what that's called?
I don't know.
It's some ninja thing. They're like Mizugumas or whatever. Ninjas had those.
We'll go with them.
Yeah,
okay. I was there.
How do you
ninjas
know that?
Had those?
Ninjas how do you know that? Because you set for the same kit that this guy sent for.
Yeah, I know. I know the cool ninja stuff.
You have a katana, don't you?
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay then.
So Murasaki's on the other side of this pond, and Goku's sitting there, and he's like, "I'll just swim across." And Murasaki's like, "Well," he's like, "this pond's filled with piranhas," and Goku's like, "Did you say pajamas?" And they just double back and forth. And Murasaki's like, fine, I'll show you what will happen. And he gets this giant fish that's for some reason behind a bush, Katie. And he throws it into the water, and it gets devoured by these piranhas. And Nixon, how does Goku get around this trap here?
Jumps over the entire lake.
Yeah. And Murasaki's like, I can't believe it. And Goku starts, like, taunting him. And he's like, why would you try to jump over the lake? And Murasaki gets furious, Peter, and he whistles. And it gets real dark. I don't know why it needed to get dark. But he starts charging up here, yeah. Peter, like a Naruto charge. And it starts, he starts, like, emitting some, like pink, bright aura. And what does he do, Peter? This is a classic technique here.
He does the multi-form technique.
Uh-huh, he splits himself into five copies.
Shadow clone jutsu.
Nixon, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, get that shit out of here.
So yeah, he's got five copies of himself. And they all surround Goku immediately. And Goku thinks this is like an afterimage technique, Katie. He doesn't think these are all real, like, copies. But he soon finds out they're all real when they start fucking him up. And, Goku seems to be, like, super shocked, and he's on, like, the ropes. He's not doing well. And we cut back to everyone's favorite Suno, still worried about Goku back at her home. And then she hears, a knock at the door. And who is it, Nixon? It's her goddamn father, returning after a hard day of work, working for the Red Ribbon Army.
I thought they said he was captured. They let him have, like, a night off. I thought they were just, like, forcing these people with, like, balls and chains, like, to fucking...
He did his time, and he just wants to come home and fuck his wife and drink hot cocoa.
He probably doesn't fuck his wife, considering his daughter has red hair.
Nixon, do you not know how red hair happens?
He has black hair. She has black
hair. It doesn't matter.
Hair.
It's a recessive gene.
There's no way. There's no
yes,
way.
There is
that
a
is
way.
How it works. It's a recessive gene.
Yeah, but they...
It can be hidden inside a person who doesn't have red hair. It can!
I've never seen it. Their whole village probably has black hair.
How do you think there's the things where, like, the two parents that have, have dark hair and they have a ginger fucking kid?
I understand that, but I've never seen that before.
Katie, he's a fool.
He is a fool. He doesn't understand what heterozygous means.
Yeah, I do. It means it has a big R and a little R.
So, her fucking dad's back, and he's a loser. If I remember, he doesn't have a huge mustache.
Yeah,
he has a big mustache. And basically, we just get this time to recap who Goku is to him. And he's like, oh, I feel for that poor boy. There's a monster in there that he doesn't know about. This guy sucks. I don't like the dad.
No, the dad sucks. I wanted to go back and talk. No, you keep going.
Okay. So Goku is still struggling to dodge all the five Murasaki's attacks. And he hides in like a tree stump, Nixon. Like he's a fucking, I don't know what kind of animal lives in a tree, like a squirrel.
A badger?
Yeah. And he's like, these can't be real. And then he's like, starts seeing them talking to each other. So they like independently can think. And they like spot Goku as he's coming out. And they do a Ginyu Force pose, Peter.
They do.
We got some Sentai poses.
And this is where I want to like point out these five Murasaki's. Like, one has, like, a sword. One has these kunai-like things that are these throwing stars. One has a blow dart gun. The other has, like, a kunai and chain, but it's, like, a weight.
And the last one has what?
A fucking gun. He has a revolver. Like,
you notice how he has, like, a Western accent, too?
Yeah, and he also has, like, the Western accent. So it's,
well,
like...
he's... One of them sounded like, what's his... Like, that... There's an old TV show... Remember, Andy Griffith show.
Don't you remember the Andy Griffith show?
There's a famous character who they talk about in Futurama. When Futurama goes back and meets his dad or his grandfather, they're mocking that character. Same voice.
I think in this episode, he like does that voice, and then he like realizes that he's like, uh-oh, and then he goes back to like the original voice.
Yeah, so one of these guys, Kate, just has a fucking revolver.
That's his ninja weapon.
They ran out of weapons.
And Goku gets serious here, and he manages to take down three of these dudes, Peter, with the afterimage technique.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, he's like, oh, I'm so afraid. And he gets fucking hit directly in the face with the power pole, and he's out. And we cut back to everyone's favorite Katie, Sulu, once again. Her father's talking about how he heard a monster reside somewhere in this fucking muscle tower. And we cut right back. We needed to know that, Nixon.
So much.
We needed to know that. All these times we're cutting back to Suno, there's always, like, her parents saying something, and then her looking, like, off to the sky and being like, oh, Goku. Murasaki's running away from Goku again. It's the last one, Peter. And he's like, I need a raise for this shit. And he goes to, like, a prison cell, and he yells for number 8, Peter. Mm-hmm. What is number 8?
Android at number 8.
He's an android.
Looks like he's ordered to kill the monster.
Yes. There you go.
Yes. He is basically Frankenstein without the green skin, Katie.
Well, I mean, it's sort of green. It's like yellow.
I mean, it just looks like normal skin.
In the book, it was yellow.
Yeah. So he's called number 8. He's actually Android 8, but in the Japanese version, they're called cyborgs. So it's actually Cyborg 8.
Did we touch on the fact that those Murasaki's were not after image, they were just five brothers?
Yes, well, they say that, but I think they are just the clones.
Are they clones?
I think they're just brothers.
I think they're just clones because he... I don't know. I don't know.
Because
it's a weird thing.
He does the thing, and then he does like a big flash thing, so maybe in Japan... It's actually clones, but America, they thought it'd be too complicated, so they made it brothers.
I think it was real clones, Peter, but I think they just called themselves those numbers so you could tell the difference.
Well, yeah. Well, I was thinking...
they call themselves 1 through 5.
I was thinking they were actually brothers. That's why that one had the accent, because he was...
But then what was the point of the charge of?
Just because... I thought he said somewhere that he wanted to make it look like that, because when Goku does after image, he's like, oh crap, he actually knows the after image technique.
Yeah, I don't know. It's up for interpretation, I guess.
Explains all the porn, too, because he's got so many people that want them.
So the episode ends with Android 8 like coming out, and yeah, he's basically Frankenstein.
He's a biggin.
It's exactly what he is. There's no mistaking it. Just like there's no mistaking Arnold Schwarzenegger a couple episodes ago.
Miss Katie, what'd you think of this one?
This one was probably the worst one. I thought it was the least interesting. I had just grown really tired of this character by this point. I mean, the joke had ended. It's just that he was funny for a few minutes, and then the joke was over. And I wanted him to move on.
You didn't like his Sentai Rangers pose?
You know, I mean, I wasn't impressed.
Wow, Katie. Wow. Wow. Nixon, what'd you think of this one?
It's the same as the last one. Which is fine.
Peterino.
I actually like the last one and this one, re-going over it. There's some pretty good jokes in there, and then...
Why is your criteria, did it have a joke? It's like, does it have enough jokes?
I like the funny stuff. Episode. Why didn't Metellatron get multiple episodes for his fight? We only got one fight for Metellatron.
Because we all know why. We don't want to see that.
I could have used I wanted him to have to fight each individual limb, Peter.
That would have been cool.
I don't even know how kids watch that. They can't even have shows now that are longer than 12 minutes long. How are they going to sit through a 30-minute thing with Metellatron? That was terrible. 30
minutes, motherfucker.
Whatever, 22 minutes. It's awful.
And it wasn't that bad, but so Murasaki is a fan favorite character. He's popular to this day, Nixon.
Because of his being such a rube.
Because he's a funny ninja who got cornholed.
It seems like General White went on the app that you pay people, Fiverr or whatever.
And he's like, I need henchmen.
Like, this guy was charging a lot, but he didn't have any reviews. So he's like, I don't know, it could be a gamble. This guy seems like a good
buy. $400, it's a lot, but it's not the most expensive.
Yeah. So I think I like those two as well. But move on to episode number 39, Mysterious Android 8. Japanese air date of November 19th, 1986. American air date of February 25th, 2002. We open up with a lightning storm mixing to make him look more like Frankenstein in his cell.
Yep.
He's getting illuminated by the lightning. Murasaki asks Android 8 if he wants to play a game called Kick His Can. Peter, you want to play Kick His Can?
I'll play Kick His Can.
Android 8 is shackled. He's not a free roaming man. And he asks Murasaki to be set free, but Murasaki can't find the key. So Android 8's like, no problem, bruh. And just like Hulk Hogan rips off his shirt, Nixon, Android 8 shatters these fucking shackles.
Yep.
And he pops his neck like a future character, and he's like, oh, I feel better. And Android 8 is ordered to kill Goku, but Peter, surprisingly, he says, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
And Katie, Android 8 is a pacifist. He doesn't like violence.
I liked that.
And he doesn't agree with the Red Ribbon Army's practices. He doesn't like what they're about. Murasaki calls Android 8, Nixon, a yellow-bellied coward.
Yeah.
He's like, that's not true.
Yeah, that's not true. Murasaki pulls out a remote, Peter. What's this remote do?
Well, it's going to blow Android 8 the fuck up.
Yeah, it's a self-destructive.
Why does he have it?
I mean, because he's in, his handler.
Is he, though? I thought Android 8's figured White would be the handler. He just randomly has this button that he can sit on at any point.
Android 8's in his domain. It's in his floor. So I only imagine that he's his handler.
Yeah, and the remote may not reach all the way from where
I don't even think that remote did anything.
Oh, I think it did.
It has a giant red button, and if it fell out of his shirt pocket or whatever that was, in fact, I'm sure Goku would have kicked it during their fight, the robot would have died.
So, even being threatened to be blown up, Katie, Android 8 still refuses. He does not want to fight. And we cut to General White, and he calls Android 8 a thankless hunk of metal. And he orders Murasaki, he's like, blow this piece of shit up. And Murasaki gets a bunch of distance, and he's like, alright, I'm gonna blow you up. But Goku steps in, and he hits him with the power pole and smashes the remote by stomping on it. And then Peter, he winds up, delivers this fucking massive punch right to Murasaki's face, sending him flying into the wall. And Android 18, or 8, 18, 8 is really thankful. And Android 8 goes, I couldn't hurt Murasaki myself because that would be mean. And then he goes on to say that he was scared. Goku tells Android 8 his name. And, like, Goku asks what they call, what Android 8 calls himself. And he's just like, they call me 8. And Goku's like, that's weird. And, like, randomly, Android 8's like, aren't you trying to save the village chief? And Goku's like, yeah. And he's like, thanks. And he runs off to the next floor. Katie, before we go in deeper, what do you think Android 8 here? Did you suspect him to be friendly?
I didn't expect him to be friendly. I expected, like, another long, drawn-out fight. So I was actually really pleasantly surprised when he ended up being something very different.
Why do you think he stayed chained up? Why didn't he just get out of that sooner?
I mean, because he'd still be, like, trapped in the tower, and then they would
just blow his ass up.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he was doing it for self-preservation and not necessarily because it really contained him.
I guess. So, yeah, this is another fan favorite character, if you don't know Dragon Ball. Goku makes it to what he thinks is the next floor, and it's a maze, Peter. And he starts aimlessly wandering around. He starts running around like a madman. He falls at one point for no reason, Nixon. Why did that happen?
I don't remember.
He just falls.
He's stressed.
General White is enjoying tricking Goku with his impossible maze. Apparently, Goku's been in here for like days because he's like exhausted, Peter. Like, he can barely walk. He's so tired. And General White has a remote control that is shifting the walls, which is changing the layout of the maze, making it impossible. Goku doesn't know that. So, like, White is doing all this, Peter, on what looks like a Pac-Man board.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it has like a little Goku for a Pac-Man. A little sprite
of Goku.
Uh-huh. So he's just that's how he's watching this. And Goku, like, hears some loud footsteps and he prepares for battle, Katie, but who is it?
It's everybody's friend, number 8.
Yep, Android 8's back. And he's like, I saw the floor plans. He's like, I can take you to the stairs.
It seems like he knows too much.
Yeah. He also tells him that this isn't actually the floor, it's the in between the two floors.
Somehow? How does that
How does that sense? Work? Yeah. It's still a floor.
He's an NPC.
You're an NPC.
His whole job's like, I see you are lost. Let me tell you how to get out of here.
Yeah, that's how he talks too for the listeners. He's just slow. Android 8 takes Goku with him, and Goku gives him a nickname, Katie, of Aider. and Aider really likes this, so he's like, just keeps repeating it as they run off. And we cut back to everyone's favorite, Nixon. Who is it?
Suno.
Oh, yeah. We got another Suno scene, and she's just looking in the sky. And, like, some images of Goku appear.
Isn't that fucking weird?
It just never stops.
She knew him. She talked to him for, like, an hour.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, he has to be, like, the only boy she's ever seen her age.
Katie, what do you think about this? All these cutbacks to her.
It's really, I mean, it's just kind of dumb. Like, she was kind of a cute character until they started doing this, where it would constantly cut back to her. I mean, it's pointless. I feel like you rarely ever gain anything from this, and it just makes her more unlikable.
It's just so that it's just to pad out the episode and, like, get you to, like, cut away for a second. And also, I don't think it's that. I think it's worse watching it back to back, considering these came out like at a weekly or monthly, however long it took for them to come out.
Weekly in Japan. Weekly. Daily in America. Well,
if when they're originally coming out in Japan, I feel like weekly it's not as bad as it is like stacked up, one after the other.
Peter, I just thought of a good video we should make.
What's that?
Remember those when you were like found on some old pictures of yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you sent me one of you as like a little boy where you like you took it at JCPenney's?
Yeah.
It's you like posing. I want to like do a thing where like I'm outside, I'm like, I look up in the air and like that picture's up there. Like, Goku is for her.
That'd be like pedophile vibes.
I know, but it'd be so funny. That's a cool picture.
I guess.
That should be your dating profile picture. Where were we? We're at Suno's place. Oh, Aider randomly at one point just like, I hear something. And he puts his ear to the ground and he's like, oh, there's soldiers approaching. And he accidentally trips on Katie and he like falls and like almost breaks his neck against this wall. And he's like, Aider's like apologizing, and then Goku takes out the rest. Aider is even confused about these dead ends, Dixon, so he didn't see this in the floor plans.
I don't think anybody saw this stupid door.
So he's like, this has to be, like, I know this is the way. This has to be the way. So they go there, and there's a wall there, but he notices hinges on the wall, Nixon. It's a smart android. And he's like, oh, this must be moving. He's like, hurry. He's like, we gotta run to the other side. So why is they're running to the other side, General White's like, oh, shit, I gotta put the wall back. And he does, and the wall's up for Goku, but then he sees that Aider doubled back feeder. He only went halfway.
Yeah, he was smart.
And he's running back to the other side, and he's like, oh, shit, I gotta make the wall go the other way. So the wall gets, like, stuck in the middle.
So dumb.
Yeah. And we get a cool action movie moment here, Katie, where Aider has to do a slow-mo dive to not get crushed by the wall.
So it really weird. Seemed like he wasn't gonna make it, though, and somehow he makes it all the way through.
They should have made it where like it cut off his feet.
Yeah, I thought it might have cut off his feet because he was a robot, like could like get away with cutting off part of him, but he made it.
Peter, it's you like so Aider? Weird.
Hmm?
Do you like Aider?
I do. I also thought his feet were gonna be like lopped off.
You could use the top of his head as a table. It's so flat. I was just thinking about that. Like if he's sitting next to you, you could like use it to set your drink on.
Yeah, well, I mean, he would have to, like, bend down to, like, get it.
Well, you can make him sit on the floor.
I guess. Even then, he's pretty tall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just move on. That's good.
The video game screen says game over when they make it in, Peter.
Yeah, that's what, when you mentioned the Pac-Man thing, I was going to bring that up. It's like, game over. It's like, it was, he made it like a video game.
Yeah, and there was also an Aider sprite when Aider joined.
Yeah,
with Goku. Aider tells Goku that they get to the fifth floor. He's like, "This doesn't have a door. It's just a brick wall." He's like, "That's all the fifth floor is."
I don't know why we have that there, but up there's the sixth floor.
Yeah, so then they just go immediately to the sixth floor, where General White's waiting for him, and the village chief, I guess, is also up there. And General White immediately greets Goku, Peter, and he's like, hey, you're a great rival. How about you join my army? And Goku literally spits at this idea. He's like, he does that.
He was insulted.
I feel like he didn't say that.
What?
I feel like in the Japanese where he said something else.
What do you think he said?
I don't know, but he was just like, he's making a thing like, that's gross.
You should tell me what you think he said.
I don't know what he said.
Well, tell me something gross that you think he would say.
I don't know.
You can't bring this up and not say anything.
Yeah, Nixon.
Well,
Katie, what do you think? What gross thing do you think he said?
I don't know. I think he said what he said.
Oh, well. I can't get anything out of you two. I think that's what he said too, Nixon.
Well, it's a weird reaction.
You don't... Whenever someone's like, hey, do you want to go get... Or do you want to go to the store? You don't go, bleh, bleh. You don't do that. That's your reaction.
Or so I was like, hey, you want to work for me? I don't go, bleh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Goku has done that reaction before, though. Like, when villains have said stuff like that to him or whatever, talked about how strong he was. He's done that before. I can't tell you what episodes, but he's definitely done it multiple times. I don't ever
remember him, like...
Well, Katie, we know it was either... We know it was 38 and below. Somewhere in there.
So a listener will know he has done that before.
I don't think listeners care that much.
Wow. So Aider pleads with General White here, Peter, and he's like, end your evil ways, sir. And General White's like, fuck you, traitor piece of shit.
It's like, I made you.
He makes Aider feel bad. He's like, go ahead. He's like, tell me who made you. He's like, I'm waiting. Just tell me who made you. And Aider's like, you did her.
Why? You think what? He would know he was this disobedient somewhere in the process before he fully got made?
Future spoilers. Dr. Giroux did a bad job programming this one, Peter.
Yeah.
White gives Aider one last chance. He's like, you kill that Goku, I'll let you back in. Aider's like, nah. And he's like, White, you gotta surrender. So White's like, I think it's you guys who should surrender. And what's he do, Nixon? He pulls a peel-off thing here.
Trapdoor.
Yep, hits a button. Trapdoor. And episode ends with Goku and Aider falling into the dark abyss. Katie, did you think they were going to die?
I mean, I didn't think they were going to die. I assumed that they would land somewhere.
What did you think of this episode?
I liked this one. I think this one, I don't know if it was my favorite of the four, but it was, it's tied, I guess, probably with this one and the next one. I thought it was really enjoyable. I thought number 8 was really likable. I was really glad that they had a character that wasn't just like another generic fight. And I just thought he was a fun character. So it was nice to get that addition of having somebody else that I cared about other than Goku to kind of pay attention to and care what happens to him. So I thought it was good.
Peter, what did you think?
It was pretty good. It wasn't as good as the last two, but it was, Android 8 is just stupid.
I was going to ask you, because I knew you'd give me a good response. How long of you, like, having a conversation with him before you get frustrated?
Immediately. I'm like, all right, well, it was nice meeting you. I want to go this way, and you can go whatever way you want to go.
Imagine if you had to try to get him to do a task.
It's like, I need you to put all that stuff in that box. He's like, what?
Reminds me of one of your customers who left her like boulder in the back of her car. You wanted it back.
Yeah, it does remind me of that stupid bitch.
Nixon, what'd you think of this one?
I like the other two better. I thought the fucking labyrinth thing lasted way too long. I was like over it. Yeah, it's like we get it. He's in a labyrinth. Move on.
But you never got stuck in a maze before?
No, I haven't.
Wow. I thought they would have resorted to busting the walls down.
I'm surprised he hasn't. I'd immediately, if I was Goku, I would shot off like a Kamehameha through the wall.
We'll move on to episode number 40, Katie. The horrifying Buyan. And when I looked up this title, Katie, before I started watching the episode, I thought it said Bunyan for a second. I thought this title was called Horrifying Bunyan. Yeah, I thought that too. I was like, wow, this is going to be weird. aired in Japan, November 26, 1986, and the U.S. February 26, 2002. We opened up with Goku and Aider still falling. Goku somehow lands first. And then is crushed when Aider falls on him afterwards. How did this happen, Nixon? Shouldn't Aider fall faster?
I don't know.
He's way heavier.
Yeah, but don't they say like a bowling ball and a feather?
Yeah, don't they do? Yeah, that dumb shit, I guess. Yeah.
Because it's like the rate of, I don't know.
We're not
scientists.
I forgot that stupid fucking science.
We're some of those dumb kids. With
yeah, we're the dumb kids. This, apparently.
They're on the fifth floor now, so we know that there's a secret room.
Well, General we already White's knew there was a secret room. They just blocked it up.
General White tells him, he's like up at the top of the trapdoor. He's like, give me the Dragon Ball and the Dragon Radar and we'll save you, or I'll save you. And Goku's like, no. And then General White's like, fine. He like closes the trapdoor. Aider asks Goku what he's going to use the Dragon Balls for, and he tells him he just wants the one that his grandpa had.
He's like, you're not going to do wish for something evil, are you?
And he's like, I knew you were a good guy. a brick wall slowly starts to raise, Peter. And we get an outline of this fat fucking monster eating, like, he's just sucking on some bones,
it's
Katie.
It's the Rancor.
He's sucking on some bones. He's just licking them clean. He has big sharp teeth and a big green tongue. Nixon, does that turn you on?
No.
That big green tongue?
No, I thought he kind of looked like Gengar for a little bit.
Gengar?
Before he shows his face, you just see his eyes and stuff.
He's like Goro. He's just down in this chamber.
It's the Rancor. It's 100% Rancor
vibes.
Yeah, he's surrounded by bones. Aider's fucking freaked out, and he's backing up from fear. And he steps on a bone, alerts the monster, and out comes this giant fat pink thing with antennas, Peter, and a tail.
What is it with Toriyama and, like, fat pink monsters?
Yeah, even in, like, even when they make him design monsters for Dragon Quest, like, there's always one of these fat monsters with a tail and antennas. Katie, what'd you think of this guy?
Well, this guy, I'm assuming, is somehow related to one of the few enemies I remember from Dragon Ball Z, which is Boo. Yeah. I mean, since his name is Boo.
Oh, I thought you were going to mention the other guy.
Yeah. No, they're not.
This is Boo's cousin, actually.
It's not related to Boo, Katie, but I see how you could think that.
What about the other
one? I mean,
he's
a big pink thing, so, you know.
His name is Booyan.
There's another one in the Majin Saga that has a similar ability.
Before we move on here, Katie, we cut to our favorite character, Suno. She's thinking about Goku once again. Katie, this girl sucks ass.
She
looks under her bed for some reason, and she sees this weird fucking pink thing. It's like the size of a mouse, but it doesn't have a head. It's just a fur ball with eyes, Peter. What is this thing?
It's just a rat.
Snow mole.
Katie, I like that it has a really, like, a little lion tail with a little fluffy
I was going to say, like, Merle, the Pokemon, didn't it have a tail like that?
I think it has, like, a little tail with a ball or something, right?
Merle has a little tail with the ball.
And I say, it's Merle. I said
you
Merle.
Said Merle, like Walking Dead.
Daryl's brother. Hey, you might have thrown that Pokeball out.
It would be a fucking dangerous Pokemon.
So, yeah, what is this, Katie? You need to tell me what this is.
I think it's supposed to be a mouse, but I don't know. It seems vaguely familiar, like a creature from a children's television show I had seen in childhood, but...
It lives in a rat hole.
She picks this thing up. She picks this thing up, and she's like, oh, you must be lost from your family.
That's super unrealistic, by the way. That shit would have bitten her.
And then the fucking... at first I was like, is this like a fucking spawn of the thing Kribo Goku's fighting? No, I was like, is this a thing, like a baby of what Goku's fighting? Like, what is this?
It says snowball.
And then, so she looks over, Katie, and there's a fucking, like, cartoon fucking mouse hole. It's like, oh, look, there's your family right there.
And it's
like,
massive.
They're different. Yeah,
it's a big hole.
These family needs to, like, repair this fucking hole. There's gonna be, like, a dog getting through that thing. So yeah, Katie, she just drops it off, and they're like, do they wave with their tails?
They do. It almost looks like they're tipping little hats or something. At first, I thought they were like little hats, but it's just their tails.
Yeah, this was weird, Nixon.
Yeah, it's more like chewing the fat. It's like buying more time.
So these fucking mouse things go in their fucking hole, and then she's like, I wonder if Goku's got the village chief yet.
Those things are probably like, Jesus Christ, you met him one for like a minute.
I hate to see her when she grows up. We do see her when she grows up.
Do we?
Oh God.
Yeah, we do.
I don't remember that. Times.
So we cut to Goku. He's staring down this fat fuck. White says his monster's name is Booyan, or as he likes to say, Bunyan. And he says nothing will stop Bunyan from filling his appetite, Peter. It's like you and Applebee's with the fucking endless wings. And Bunyan tries to hit Goku with his tail, and Goku moves. And he goes for a punch, Peter. And what happens here?
Does he go after him with that big green tongue?
No, his punch goes inside of his face, and then, like, shoots his hand back out.
Kind
of
like Boo.
Yeah, and then Goku's like, what? And he goes for a couple more attacks, and they all bounce off his fat body.
It's really insulting this, like, creature.
I hate this piece of shit. It looks like one of the Shadow Dragons. Can it talk? Yeah, I don't know if it can talk.
It doesn't talk.
Well, it shows a lot of emotion.
Yeah, it's very emotional.
So Booyah, Katie uses these fucking antennas, and he can use electricity out of them, apparently. He uses a shock attack. And Goku's just like when Master Roshi shocked him. He's just, like, suspended in the air, being shocked. And Aider, Peter, he's being a fucking useless piece of metal. He's just in the corner going, like, oh, Goku!
I'm scared, Goku.
You're getting hurt, Goku! Oh, no!
I'm scared.
And Aider pleads with Goku. He's like, hey, don't let that fat pig fuck eat me. I'm afraid. And Booyah Candy uses his tongue maneuvers, like he's Lickitung here, to wrap Goku up and eat him. And the White's like, ha ha ha. And Booyah's like, well, I need to eat some more. So he goes toward Aider. But then he's like, starts making some weird faces at Nixon.
Yep.
And we see his mouth start to slowly open, and it's Goku inside, Peter.
He got.
He is opening this dude's mouth from the inside.
Yep.
And he gets out, and he's like, oh, a few more minutes, and I would have been digested. And I wonder how Goku knows that. How does he know how fast this guy digests food?
Who knows? But I thought he was going to shoot like a mail wave out of his stomach.
Well, yeah. That would have been good.
Yeah. Hate this stupid thing.
Goku is like trying to think of a way to beat this fat fucker, and he's super exhausted and hungry. And he's like, "Well, I'll try my trump card here, the Kamehameha." But Booyah's fat Peter just reflects this goddamn beam,
which Boo's didn't even do. So this thing's like more blubber than Boo.
He's just. Do you think he started off as a little, like, skinny monster, but then he had an eating problem?
He's like the fucking epitome of gluttony. Yeah, he's always, like, licking his lips down there. And
oh, yeah?
He wants to eat everything in sight, and he keeps chewing on bones.
You act like you know it, like, on a personal level. It's like,
I'm like, I understand this thing. Like,
that bastard's down there always licking his lips. That dirty, slimy Mucinex bastard.
After the Kamehameha gets, like, reflected, White's like, hey, if you give me that Dragon Ball on the radar, I'll let you out. And Goku's still like, fuck you, White, you piece of shit. And he's like, he's fighting, like, Booyah to no effect. And then Booyah starts tail-whipping rocks, Katie. Does any Pokemon do this move? Do they tail-whip rocks at people?
In fact, not Armadillo, the Sandshrew probe. Sandshrew probably would do that.
Yeah.
How about Onyx?
I mean, if he tail whipped rocks, wouldn't he just be like throwing his body at you?
That's true. Have we ever seen Onyx get separated?
No, I think that.
How is he even stuck together? Is he like magnets?
Like a Machamp, like ever like rip one apart, like rock by rock?
No.
You need two Machamps.
You don't like that?
No, that upsets me.
And then Onyx is like, no! He like has a slow, painful death.
I don't think Onyx speaks English.
Do you think you can teach all Pokemon to speak English?
Because he hit up on top of a ballerina studio and learned fucking
Because that's English. How you learn English.
He did this
whole sense.
What is it? Sally sold seashells down by the seashore.
Are you having a stroke?
Yeah.
Katie, what Pokemon can learn English? I need to know.
Mr. Mime.
What about Jinx? I about said Jazz.
I have no commentary on Jinx. None whatsoever.
What's wrong with Jinx? I need to see a picture of Mr. Popo and Jinx.
I was going
to
say, wait until we get later on, Katie, and then we'll see Mr. Popo.
Is Jinx Mr. Popo post-transition?
Even Mr. Popo sounds racist as fuck.
I think they're the same person.
Yeah, it's a stereotype from the fucking 20s.
So, Goku's like, I got an idea. Goku remembers that he was frozen once, Katie. He's like, oh, I got an idea, frozen. And he's like, punches a hole inside the muscle tower, Nixon lets some cold air.
We got a flashback to Suno.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk about it.
Go ahead, talk about it, Peter. Talk about it for me.
He just flashes back to Suno about that time that he got fucking too cold And Suno had to drag his ass inside.
We also, I skipped a part where Ader's like, we should just give up, because he's the fucking Eeyore of this show. And Goku's like, Grandpa Gohan told me never to give up, you fucking robot.
I don't know why he has emotions, he's a robot.
He's programmed with them.
So he got programmed very badly.
Goku forgets that he can quickly freeze as well, so he jumps in Ader's jacket, Katie. For warmth.
That wouldn't keep him warm. If Ader's a robot, he's like made of metal and he'd probably be horribly ice cold. And would also freeze. Just like the robot in the plane.
Maybe he has a nuclear reactor inside of him, Katie. That's what he runs off of.
He has that bomb inside of him, remember? That ninja fuck threatened to push the button.
So he's in Ader's thing like a kangaroo. And Buyon freezes very quickly here, Katie. He gets frozen solid, and Goku's like, I think he's, like, frozen enough, and he jumps out, Peter, and he just lands one big kick on Buyon, and Buyon slowly shatters into a bunch of pieces like a fucking Sub-Zero fatality.
Yeah.
This is a horrible death for this thing. Horrible. I feel like it was still alive. Like, I think I saw its eyes move when Goku kicked it. Katie, is this a nice death?
Yeah, that was pretty messed up. Yeah, I thought he ate
people.
As he was cracking, I was like, maybe just like a shell of him would break. But no, it was his whole body. And like when his head splits in half, like, that was messed up.
Yeah, Goku plays as a Sub-Zero main, apparently, Nixon.
Yep.
Goku does a big jump just like after killing this thing and headbutts his way to the sixth floor. And he uses the power pole, Peter, to bring up Ader. But speaking of revolvers, Peter, what happens here with General White?
General White pulls out his trusty revolver and shoots Goku in the back.
Does it affect him?
In fact, no, it just pisses Goku off. He's like, that didn't even hurt you. He's like, yeah, I felt it. It hurt.
He's like, you better stop it.
Yes.
And the episode ends with General White in shock that not even a gun can finish Goku off. That was the end of episode 40. Nixon, what'd you think?
I thought it was all right. I liked the first two episodes better than the back half.
Would you rather get frozen and shattered to death, or would you rather be eaten by a bunion?
Oh, how fast? We don't know how fast the bunion eats people.
Well, Goku was in there for like less than a minute.
Yeah, but he's just saying that.
You don't know. Goku could be a digestive like expert.
My closing remarks about all this stuff is that this is the worst fucking army in the world. It's like made up of like the most like I don't know, like what's the word? They're all like fucking rejects that can't do anything.
Well, I think it's like Goku is so far past any of these people's like ability.
No, it's like some dipshit thought that this white guy knew what he was doing and then was like, yeah, I'll let you be in charge, but I'm never going to check in on you. He has these stupid video games that he's toying with people with. His fucking ninja buddy sucks hard. I don't know how anybody ever lost the ninja guy. His robot, he doesn't even know his robot is like a pacifist. They just have him chained up in the thing and he's dumb as a bag of fucking rocks. And then he has this monster. He just like kicks people down. He's like, yeah, you eat the monster. We don't know if the monster actually likes eating people or if it's just been like conditioned to eat people. He sucks. Wow. This whole army sucks. I don't know how they ever like took over anything.
Well, Peter, what do you think?
I did not like this episode.
You didn't like Bunyan?
I did not like Mr. Bunyan here. I like the first two episodes. I did not like the last one. This one was better than the last one, but it was the Kamea Blast should have went straight through him. Goku needed to put a little more power into it, and that could have killed him.
I agree. Katie?
I liked this one.
Wow.
I thought it was a lot more fun than the other fights. I liked the Boo villain because he seemed familiar to me somewhat, you know, just because it was, I mean, he's similar to the villains that I recall. But I also liked seeing Goku try to, like, be creative and sort of figure out, you know, different ways to to win, and I liked number 8. You know, I liked their interactions. So I thought it was, you know, fun and different for how the fights have gone so far.
Katie, call him by his legal name, Bunyan.
Bunyan, yes. I liked Bunyan.
Okay. I did not like this episode at all, if you couldn't tell, Nixon.
Yeah. I also don't like the name Mater. It sounds super redneck. Don't
it's
like
Ader, whatever. Not Mater.
It sounds like
not Ader. The fucking truck from Cars.
It sounds
Cars.
Like the fucking truck from Cars. You even said like
he's
Merle.
Not Larry the Cable Guy.
It's awful. It's just so, it's such a shit name.
Ader. Well, he's number 8.
Hey Ader, how's it going, Ader?
What do you want to call him?
Frankenstein.
It's not Frankenstein. Yeah, his name's not Frankenstein. It's Ader. Yeah, that was these episodes for this week. Next week we're watching 41 to 44, and we will for sure see Dr. Giroux, Peter.
Oh, I'm excited.
We see Dr. Giroux here.
I mean, it's going to be a good time.
Katie, what are you thinking of the Red Ribbon Army saga so far?
I don't necessarily think it's the Red Ribbon Army that I dislike. It's the fact that a lot of the characters I care about are not present.
Katie, don't worry. They'll join in on this shitty adventure soon enough.
I don't even think we're halfway through it yet, Katie.
Well, you know, I don't dislike the Red Ribbon Army per se. I just dislike following only Goku because, I mean, he's only so interesting. I'd like to check in with the others.
Yeah. So, that's going to do it for this week's episode. I'm looking forward to seeing Dr. Giroux. Peter, you want to give some advice about lube leaking at your butt? Make sure you wipe that up.
I don't have anything to say on that matter, but I'm sure Nixon might.
No, I don't. I think you need to give a statement before you get fired from the podcast.
No, don't fucking put lube up your butt.
Don't, at Katie, work. Don't leave your keyboard unattended around Nixon.
Yeah, no, that'd be Peter. Peter's the one who buys, like, the mechanical keyboards. Like, oh my god, the mechanical keyboard.
Yeah, and I appreciate them enough not to, like, jerk off on them.
You fucking jerk off on it so you can put all the keys, you have to clean it, so you can put all the keys back on it, bitch.
Did you?
Definitely you.
So, yeah, that's what I guess. So, Katie, you want to plug your stuff at your keyboard jerking off talk?
You can follow me on Twitter at Katie Gotzke, that's KATEYGACKE, or on Twitch at Cursed Katie.
Peter?
You can follow me at Super Big Peter on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, etc., etc.
Is that on OnlyFans too?
Jerks off coming, on coming soon to OnlyFans.
Coming soon to a keyboard near you.
Lixon's at Ultra Saint. All my stuff's at Taylor W. Martin. Follow, or don't follow, give us reviews on all the podcasting platforms, please.
And also comment about cereal bags not opening.
Yeah, you're a bitch. You can't open a fucking cereal bag.
Open it up and talk about the joint pain that comes along with it.
Joint pain?
All right, we're done. It's over. We're done. I'm walking away.
No, Nixon, you did the intro. Now you're going to do the outro. You guys.
What am I supposed to say?
Did us to do.
What am I supposed to say?
Come up with the outro. Just come up with an outro. Something.
See you next time, fuckers.
Wow. Goodbye.
Bye.
Peter?
Oh, goodbye.